Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Piper, the famous dog that chased away birds from runways at the Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City, died earlier this month after a battle with cancer. Piper was 9. The pooch became an internet sensation after photos and videos of him decked out in goggles and other gear was shared widely on social media the past couple years. When Piper died, media outlets around the country covered his death. On Saturday, a memorial service will be held for the dog at the City Opera House in Traverse City. Brian Edwards is the airport operations manager at the Cherry Capital Airport and Piper's owner, and he joins us now. Let me start off by saying really sorry for your loss. I know you were obviously very close to Piper. How long did you have him before he started working at the airport, Brian?
Well, first of all, appreciate your words. And I met Piper when he was 2, and then I adopted him when he was around 5. And he's been working with me at the airport officially since January of 15, so about 3 years.
Brian, Piper went viral. He went viral on Reddit. There's been several short videos that have gone viral on the internet about him. Why did this dog connect with so many people, do you think?
He went viral because of the looking cool, and it was kind of the shock and awe factor. This work has been done by other airports, and so I don't take credit for having a dog in an airport for the first time, but that happened years ago, kind of before social media. So this was the first time that it really hit social media and the internet at large. You know, a dog wearing his specs and the vest and all that stuff, and the helicopters hovering by him and all that. But then it morphed into, in the last year or so, people really just wanted to see Piper for who he was, you know, without the specs and just his personality.
Brian, in this day and age, it seems unique that we would use dogs to chase away birds with the technology we obviously have today. Why was a dog still used today? What made him so effective?
Yeah, well, absolutely. There's other methods. I mean, Piper was just another tool in our toolbox. I mean, if dogs were the answer, every airport would have one and nobody would have a wildlife problem. That's simply not the case. But as far as it pertains to dogs being effective, they assume the look of a predator. So eventually the whole goal here is that, you know, not to just go out for years and years chasing, because, you know, any one of us could just go out and look like a weirdo raising their hands and chasing stuff away, right? But the whole goal is to try to keep the animals from coming back. So if you are persistent with it and continue over the course of a couple of years, our goal with Piper was to have the animals learn that, hey, you know, we don't want to go back to this area, the airport, because there's a predator in town. The other forms of mitigation we use, the primary form is basically like a cap gun about the size of your hand that fires off what we call bird bangers or screamers. They sound like a shotgun or a firework going up into the air. And eventually, you know, seagulls are really dumb, but eventually if you keep playing that sound or, you know, any other type of mitigation that doesn't have a threat associated with it, they'll get used to it. So even though these banger things are really loud and they would deafen anybody if they went off next to them, the animals eventually learn that, all right, it's just a loud noise, it's startling, we'll just kind of move 100 yards this way and then everything will be fine.
Tell me a little bit about the memorial on Saturday.
Sure, we're going to have a public memorial on Saturday at the City Opera House in Traverse City. That was something that was not really on my mind before or after he passed. It was pretty much the number one comment was, you know, is there going to be some sort of memorial that people can attend? So, I mean, it's a memorial, but I don't want it to be a sob fest. It's more of a celebration of his life and Piper. And then the other half is a thank you to the community for being so supportive over the years. I'm so happy that people actually want to come to something like this, and it was asked for.
I know it's early to maybe talk about something like this, but are there any ideas about training another dog to do what Piper did in the future?
The simple answer is I don't know. It's not a yes and it's not a no. I just need time to not forget about Piper and move on, just to kind of get away from this stuff, and then we'll see. The airport has been supportive. They said that I could bring on another dog tomorrow. a year or not do it again. So it's totally up to me, which is great. So there's no timeline, there's no pressure. So again, it's not a yes or a no. It's just whether or not I can find the right fit and whether or not, you know, mentally I want to take it on again. So we'll see.
I really appreciate your time, Brian. Again, my condolences and best wishes as you get through this hard time.
All right. Well, sounds great, Dan. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you later.
That was Brian Edwards, the airport operations manager at the Cherry Capital Airport and Piper's owner. The memorial service for Piper will start at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the City Opera House in Traverse City. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio.